Welcome to ONTAP Daily for August 6, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. The headline today is a Shopify update that dropped yesterday, and it is a big deal. Shopify has deployed WebMCP tools across every single Liquid storefront and across the Hydrogen developer preview. What this means in plain language is that AI agents, the shopping assistants built into browsers, chatbots, and AI platforms, can now interact with every Shopify store through a standardized set of tools. They can search the catalog, browse products, add items to a cart, proceed to checkout, and even look up shipping and return policies. And here's the remarkable part. Merchants didn't have to do anything. It's live. Right now. On every store. No apps to install, no settings to configure. The underlying technology is called WebMCP, which is a proposed web standard that Shopify is co-developing alongside Google and Microsoft. The idea is simple but powerful. Instead of AI agents having to reverse engineer a website, reading the HTML, guessing where the search box is, simulating clicks, the storefront declares exactly what it can do through a structured interface. 10 specific tools are exposed, and things like search underscore catalog, get underscore product, update underscore cart, and proceed underscore to underscore checkout. Any AI agent that understands WebMCP can call these tools directly, reliably, and without breaking when the merchant updates their theme. Now, we've talked before about Shopify's agentic commerce moves, the ChatGPT shopping integration, the Hydrogen View support, the overall push toward making stores accessible to AI. But WebMCP is architecturally different. Previous integrations were channel-specific. Shopify built a bridge to ChatGPT, another bridge to Google. WebMCP is a universal standard. Any agent that supports it, including ones that don't exist yet, can work with any Shopify store. That is a genuinely significant competitive advantage. Early industry analysis suggests that merchants who are accessible through multiple AI commerce protocols are seeing around 40% more AI-referred traffic. With WebMCP now live on every Shopify store, that accessibility advantage just became automatic for the entire Shopify merchant base. If you're on another platform, Magento, Adobe Commerce, WooCommerce, you're not part of this ecosystem yet. AI agents interacting with your store still have to scrape pages and simulate clicks. That gap is going to matter as AI-mediated shopping scales up. Shifting to industry news, Search Engine Land published several articles yesterday that together paint a really important picture for e-commerce advertisers. The standout piece examines what happens when Google's AI overviews contradict your paid search ads on the same results page. And the answer is uncomfortable. Your ad still appears, you still pay for impressions, but the AI overview sitting above your ad may have already told the shopper that a competitor's product is a better choice or reframed their query in a way that makes your product category seem less relevant. The core problem is that this conflict is completely invisible in your Google Ads reporting. There's no metric that says your ad appeared on a page where the AI overview recommended a competitor. What you see instead is unexplained declines in click-through rates or conversion rates, and you might blame ad fatigue or competitive pressure when the real issue is that Google's own AI is editorially reshaping the shopper's intent before they ever reach your ad. With 67% of shoppers now using AI tools for purchase decisions, according to the Attentive survey we discussed yesterday, this isn't a niche problem anymore. A companion piece from Search Engine Land argues that paid search assets, your product feeds, ad copy, landing pages, could actually be your AI search advantage. The structured data you've already built for shopping ads is exactly the kind of information that AI engines use when forming recommendations. So rather than treating paid search and AI search as competing channels, the smart move is to use your paid search infrastructure as the foundation for AI discoverability. In other industry developments, Digital Commerce 360 reported that Shipbob has introduced an AI suite powered by Anthropic's Claude to connect merchants' live fulfillment operations with AI. This follows a clear pattern. Operational AI is moving into production across the e-commerce stack. Separately, Kohl's launched a Gemini-powered AI shopping assistant in time for back-to-school season, and Wayfair credited AI alongside its Perigold luxury banner with driving revenue momentum in its fiscal Q2 results. The common thread is that major retailers are deploying AI as operational infrastructure, not as experiments or press release material. On the payments side, Payments Dive reported that Visa and MasterCard have both joined Circle's latest stablecoin group. After Visa's $2.4 billion BioCatch acquisition last week, this is another signal that the major payment networks are actively positioning for a future where digital currencies play a larger role in commerce infrastructure. For merchants, this doesn't change anything today, but it's worth watching as these networks shape the payment rails of the next few years. And finally, Internet Retailing reported that UK retailer Next delivered 9.2% sales growth in Q2 2026, driven heavily by online performance. Next has been one of the more disciplined omnichannel operators in the market, and results like these reinforce that the retailer's getting online fundamentals right, product data, customer experience, fulfillment efficiency continue to outperform. The thread connecting these stories is the accelerating shift from AI as an add-on to AI as infrastructure. Shopify isn't offering AI as a feature, they've made every store agent-ready by default. Google's AI overviews aren't a separate surface, they're reshaping the economics of the existing search results page. Shipbob, Kohl's and Wayfair aren't running AI pilots, they're deploying AI in production to drive revenue. The merchants who thrive in this environment will be those who treat AI readiness as an infrastructure investment, not a feature checklist. That's your On Tap Daily for August 6, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.